And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today, I'm going to continue with my discussion of about stress. And I said in the last couple of programs that if you're like 99% of people, your problem is that you get upset too easily. You get upset about little things and about big things. And the little things accumulate, the little upsets accumulate to become, to have a big impact on you. They're cumulative, so you have to learn how not to be so reactive. Okay, now we all know that there's something wrong with being reactive. For example, Christ told us, judge not, lest you be judged. Judge not, okay? What he also meant was resent not, hate not. Okay, so now let's look at, so what is judgment but a reaction? Somebody does something, okay, you could have overlooked, you could have let it go, you could have made it unimportant, but instead you couldn't resist leaping at the opportunity to judge. Okay, so it's a reaction. How about resentment? Somebody does something, and you resent them. Or something happens and you resent it. What is resentment but a reaction? See, I haven't even talked about anger, unhappiness, anxiety, bitterness, and all a whole host of other reactions. And I haven't even touched about the physiological reactions that follow upon the emotional reactions. Oh, and the other one is when things happen, you become upset, nervous, anxious, worried, okay? Those are all reactions. And so here's what do we know based upon what Christ told us. He told us, first of all, have faith, don't worry. Don't get upset. Secondly, he told us to forgive, not judge, to be patient with others. So now you see what the perfect response is for a human being. Maybe not, let's not even say the perfect response, the proper response. Not only do you thereby not sin, okay, which people don't like that word, but there is such a thing as sin. Not only do you not create enmity between yourself and others by resenting them, judging them, becoming angry at them, and so on and so forth, but by not reacting, you actually do yourself a big favor. You thereby protect your health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and your physical health. What do you think getting upset all the time, what does that do to you? To your blood pressure and your sugar level in your blood and your heart rate and your delicate arteries and so on. What do you think it does? See, it's not good. So now you see very clearly, okay, why Christ told us. See, he was the greatest teacher that ever lived. The greatest philosopher, the greatest theologian, the greatest pastor. See? And everything that he said, see, was useful and helpful, even in terms of your health. See? So have faith. Don't resent other people. Don't sweat the small stuff. Okay, now you need a little help, don't you? You need a little help because you know that. What I've told you, you already knew, but you're not able to do it, so you need help. So you better stay tuned to this program. Need some help with your life? Lost in negative thoughts? Find it hard to pray? Try the new Easy Meditation. The new Easy Meditation is designed to help you get out of negative thoughts and into a prayer space where you can pray more easily. Visit talktoapastor.org. Look for the Easy Meditation.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. If you're not a Christian, then don't be put off by the title of pastor, because I'm not your regular pastor, you know, with a big church. And I'm a pastor to people on the internet and on the radio, help people all over the world. Okay, just by talking on the radio, making videos. See, I talk about religion in real terms. And so I don't put up boundaries between us. I don't put up divisions. I don't label people. Okay? I just talk about important things so you can see the answers for yourself. See, God, He wants us to be able to get it, to understand it, to see it for yourself. He doesn't want you to always have middlemen. Middlemen to come between you and Him. Okay? We have Christ who mediates between us and the Father. You don't need anyone else. Okay? You don't need ministers and preachers and professors and all these other how about all these other people that claim to help you with your emotional and your spiritual help, psychiatrists and psychologists and counselors and marriage coaches and all these people? Okay? How about if you got help directly from God? Oh, but what I said is He wants you to be able to get it. See, just like math, we all know that you have to be able to get it. Okay? You can't just memorize a formula, but when you say, oh, I get it, then you can solve the math problem. Okay, well, religion is the same way. God wants you to get it for yourself, not just to be spoon-fed something by somebody else. He wants you to get it. Okay, now let's go. I don't have a lot of time. I make these 15-minute infomercials. That's all I can afford is 15 minutes. But it's enough, but you have to pay attention, then you have to go to my website, okay? So now we're talking about stress. And I said, if you could just remain patient with people, not resent them, not judge them, if you could not doubt, see, if you could keep faith, okay? And then, if you could not become angry with people, not resent people, that's the main thing, don't resent people. So if you kept calm, kept the faith, didn't resent people, didn't judge them, why, then you wouldn't be reacting. See? But now look at yourself. See, the proof positive that you've been reacting. It starts with people. You know, you resented your dad, your mom, your brother, your sister, your older sister who was always teasing you, or your brother that was cruel, or kids at school that were cruel, or your aunt who was mean, or your uncle who was mean, or somebody you resented who had more than you, or was prettier than you, or more popular than you. See, it starts with resentment of other people, or your dad who wasn't there for you, or your mom who was bossy, or pushed you around, or slapped you, or, see, yelled at you, called you names, put you down. See, So it starts with resenting other people. That's where the upset starts. So that's where it starts with people, resenting people in your family. When you were a little child, people were mean and cruel. Or they didn't have understanding. See, they didn't have understanding. You've heard the expression, you know, when somebody's talking at you instead of to you. Well, that's the way it was. Maybe they did the best they could. They tried. Your parents, they tried, but they just didn't get it right. Okay. And so you went out in the world, and there was lots of tease and cruelty there. So now perhaps you can see a couple of things. Number one, you from the time you were a little child, you were upset. Okay, so now you have to figure out, now you have to be shown or helped to start a new way. So you need to start a new way of responding to the world. This time by not getting upset. This time by being patient. Okay, and the meditation that I have will help you with that. I have a beautiful, beautiful meditation. It's called the Easy Meditation. Okay, if you get that, okay, then it'll help you. I have, I have the classic four-part meditation that includes e-books and everything, but a lot of you want to start with something free. Okay, so you could try the little Easy Meditation. It's totally free. You can learn it in 5 minutes, and if you like it, you could always get the other meditation. But the point is you need to start anew, learn how to not respond, how to stand back, mentally stand back, okay, get out of negative thinking, and go through the world without reacting. You need to do that. And then you can, then with understanding, you'll be able to undo the conditioning, lifetime of conditioning. And you'll be able to now, then you'll be able to flow from grace. Instead of becoming upset and reacting and doing things, you'll be able to flow from grace instead. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about learning to be calm and not reactive. Okay? We all know that being calm is better. We know that. So we pretend to be calm. We suppress emotions. Okay? We bite our lip to say anything. We clam up. We suppress everything. And that's not good either, because the emotions are still there and they do harm. Plus, that's not a way to live, going around constantly suppressing and repressing. And see, that's not a way to live. So wouldn't it be much better not to be upset in the first place? See, not to become angry in the first place. Now do you understand the great wisdom, the genius, the absolute genius when Christ said, judge not? See, if you don't judge in the first place, see, then you won't react and become angry and upset in the second place, and you won't be guilty in the third place. See, so you go out in the world and now you learn to overlook. In other words, not judge, not resent. See how that works? Just observe. It's so simple, really. But you need help. Because first of all, from the time you were a little child, you were conditioned to become upset when people were cruel and mean and so on. So you became conditioned to be upset and to react and react and react. And then when you watch television and the movies and everything, that's what you're taught. They show you react, 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 get upset, scream, scream, scream at ball games and yell and cheer and get all angry and upset and cry. And that's what you're shown. Okay? And then, see, you go out in the world, and there's temptation. Now, the average temptation, now the temptation that most of us face, you know, is not unbelievably super awful people. What most of us face are just the little, see, other people don't understand. They don't get it, or they're a little slow, or they misinterpret, or they're looking for something, or they're a little bit naughty, or they take a little bit of advantage, or they're a little bit selfish, see? And so we judge them. You know, we go around judge everybody for every little thing that they do. But if you look carefully, they're just like you. Aren't you a little bit selfish, or very selfish? Aren't you a little bit naughty? Aren't you sometimes a little bit inconsiderate? You don't even realize. See, you're inconsiderate. You don't realize. It's easy to see other people's inconsideration and judge them for it and hate for it. You don't see your own. Okay? And aren't you sometimes you don't get it? You don't understand, or see, you make a mistake. You misinterpret what somebody says. Okay? So that's just the way everybody else is. So don't resent them anymore. You see, they're just regular people. And how about your wife and your husband? Your husband's just a regular guy. Don't give him such a hard time, unnecessarily. Okay? Of course, if he's wrong and clearly out of order, then you need to speak up about it. But if he's sometimes right about something, don't give him a hard time for no reason. See? Learn to be a little bit easier, less brittle, a little easier to be with. Okay, less judgmental. Okay, and you husbands, don't resent your wife. Look, she's just a lady. Okay, she married you. Okay, and deep down in her heart, she's hoping that you'll be the knight in shining armor to rescue her. Probably to rescue her from her past, from her unhappy home. Okay, and to rescue her from her dark side. Why, then be that man. Be the knight in shining armor. With great nobility and poise and long-suffering and patience and forbearance and kindness. Okay? Be that gentleman with strength. Okay? Not a wimp. She doesn't need a wimp. Be a man of strength. Okay? But with a twinkle in your eye. Always gentle, always kind. See? Always thoughtful. But standing for what's right, okay, making what's right clear, and being right yourself. See, that's what she needs. All right, I'll be right back. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. This is actually a very good program because I've kept it very simple, Very, very simple. So now you can see, if you could learn not to judge other people. See, there's some understand. You see how understanding is involved? See, when you understand why not to judge other people, when you see that they're victims, just like you. Look. Look at you now. Look at your life. See, maybe some things are not going so good. Okay? Communication with your kids or with your partner or... See? Or you have negative issues that you're dealing with, or health issues or something. Okay, well now you can have some compassion on other people. See, they're just like you. See, we all remember, everyone that you see, every single person that you inquire, once upon a time you were a little tiny child, running barefoot over the carpet and filled with delight and joy and happiness, okay? Then something happened. See, people were mean and cruel and vicious and teasing everywhere, and confusion. See, and all of that, and they got upset. They began to doubt themselves. One thing led to another. They made mistakes, and well, okay, so there they are, and there you are. So don't judge them anymore. Focus now on refinding your center. Refinding your center, where you might get a little closer to God. Okay? Get out of negative thinking, get out of thoughts. That's where you spend most of your time now. When you're not lost in texting and watching, football and listening to music or something like that, then you're lost in your imagination, in daydreams, reliving the past, worrying about the future, planning and scheming, see, daydreaming. Get out of those thoughts, and you need help, get the meditation that I have, the easy meditation. Help you to stand back from thoughts. Okay, get recentered, and then from your new center, go out in the world and just watch people. Go out in the world as if you were a tourist on vacation. Okay, you're on vacation, and you go out in the world, and you just look at all the people, and you see them all doing things, and you wonder about things, but you don't reach for judgment anymore. Okay? You just keep it all as a question, and you see people doing things, and you don't pay it any mind, and it's none of your concern. Okay? And so you don't sweat the small stuff anymore. You learn how to be more patient. Okay? And nowhere is that more important than at home. See, some of you are very good at being patient at work. Okay? But how about home? That's where you should be the most patient, the most understanding. See, have the most wisdom. At home. So back to the drawing board, get the meditation. See, if you get a little closer to the light, a little closer to God's light, which is always there, incidentally, and you feel it as intuition, sometimes as conscience when you've strayed from it. See, when you've really strayed from it, then you don't even feel it as conscience anymore, you feel it as anxiety. Okay? If you could learn to get centered and get a little closer to the light, then the light could impart understanding. See, could impart understanding to and love to everything that you do. See, and then it's easy to see when you understand, when you have compassion for people and for yourself. See, a lot of you have turned your hatred on yourself, your judgment on yourself. See, because you have a big ego, which is something that you'll need to see, begin to wean yourself away from those ego indulgences that support the beast of pride. See? Selfish. See, overindulging your marijuana, your drugs, abusing food, okay? Resenting other people. Every resentment, every judgment. See, as you secretly judge someone, secretly resent them. See? Those judgments and those resentments, they support the beast of pride, which grows up in you. When you were a little kid, did you ever know someone that had something really hateful inside of them? Vicious! And it was frightening. You saw it when you were a little child. You saw it and it scared you. Okay? Well, that beast of pride is growing up in you. Maybe it came from them. The one you hated when you were a little child, it got inside of you, and now it's inside of you, that beast of pride. And it's full of hate and impatience. It's impatient with little children. And it's full of judgment. Okay? Well, you're going to... And so that beast of pride, every judgment you make of other people feeds it. And then when you... And then, see... It you develop hungers and thirsts, and you crave your drink and your marijuana and so on. See how that works? So that's another reason why you want to get to meditation, learn to get centered, and stand back so you can gain some control over this beast of pride in you. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive. That's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Get the meditation, which will help you to learn how to not sweat the small stuff, how to go out in the world and be patient with other people, not become resentful, and then not become angry and upset, and calm down. And the calmer you will become. And life could be so sweet. Why don't you get started today? Get the meditation, and it could do you a world of good. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.